Welcome back. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. It's an absolute pleasure for me and hopefully for you to be heading to the US to have a chat to Jason Stark, who's a senior baseball writer for The Athletic in the USA. Strange times everywhere around the world, obviously. And at the USA right now, they're right at the coalface of it. And Jason Stark is in the middle of that coalface. So welcome to you, Jason. Thanks a lot for your time, firstly, in difficult times.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Dwayne. I got home from spring training 9 days ago. I haven't left the house except to take out the trash and check the mail in 9 days. That's the world we live in now.
It's moved really quickly there as it has here. Was it difficult to keep up with how quickly it had moved? So shutting everything down, realization that have I got enough in the fridge, even things like that.
Yeah, I think that everybody listening to this can relate to it. But, you know, here in the States, spring training was going on pretty much as usual. Things looked normal. But I have to admit, that last week that I was at spring training in Florida, I was a little uncomfortable. I could see where things were heading. And, you know, it was just strange to look around, and every day would seem normal, you know, but all the stadium employees would come to work, all the fans would file through the gates, they'd all sit there a couple of inches away from each other, the baseball would go on, there were mascots, you know, if you didn't know what was about to happen, you would never have guessed, but I knew I could, you know, I could feel it. I could sense it. I wondered how much longer normal would seem normal. And it's just incredible to think that's only a little more than a week ago.
Yeah, it's been bizarre. And I don't want to get political with you, but what about the faith in the American system to get through it? Not just the system of sport, but the faith in the Americans to be able to get through it. You're a very upbeat guy. You look like a... Well, you sound to me, and we spoke off air before we came on here, you sound like a glass half full kind of guy to me.
Well, I am. I mean, that's my personality. It's the way I look at life. And, I without getting into politics, I think in general, the American people are, obviously concerned, worried, it's hit home, but confident that at some point we will get to the other side of this. It's been about the strangest week and a half I can ever remember spending, though. I mean, I have so many friends and family going through the same thing as you all do. And my sister, who owns a small business and has had to shut it down because the governor of Pennsylvania ordered all non-essential businesses locked up, said to me, it's not like a snowstorm where you know when the skies will clear. And I think that's probably the best description of how people look at this. Everybody's doing what they can do to try to get to the other side. You can look over the horizon, but you don't know how far. Isn't that the oddest part?
Yeah, absolutely. And, being able to think that the whole thing is going to break at some stage and we'll get to the other side is such an important thing for me to focus on, and it sounds like it is for you as well. You're a baseball writer for The Athletic, a senior baseball writer for The Athletic. How is baseball coping with this, and where do you think baseball will be able to start at some stage, given the spacing without crowds? I've got the feeling that there's a thought that baseball might be able to be the first to break.
Well, there was a sense toward the end of spring training until reality hit home that maybe baseball would be the one sport that could keep going because it's played outdoors and, it's not in an indoor confined space, and maybe that would turn out to be some sort of advantage. And maybe that, that will be true again somewhere along the line, but I think right now baseball's in the same holding pattern that everyone else is in sports, and in life. You know, there. I just wrote a big story in The Athletic that just posted about the schedule. And, you know, a baseball season in the United States is normally 162 games. There's not much optimism that they can get in 162 games this time around. But the sentiment is they really do want to play and want to play as many games as possible. And so I think you could see some really unusual developments. Season normally ends at the end of September, and the postseason ends at the end of October. I think both of those are likely to be extended. And, you know, you could see all kinds of rules about travel, doubleheaders, how often you can play. All of those could be waived in the name of trying to get in as many games as they can. The problem is nobody knows when it's safe to play again. Nobody knows whether it's going to require playing games with nobody in the seats, as you just mentioned. Nobody knows if, say, you get started again and now there's another outbreak. Maybe three or four or five players on one team test positive. What do we do then? What does the sport do then? I mean, these are variations of the kind of questions that we're all grappling with in everyday life. But baseball is no different. There's just a lot of uncertainty. I don't know what the chances are of not playing at all, but I can tell you they're more than zero.
Yeah, which is something that if you're a glass half full kind of person, you're trying to focus on when it might all start up again. What kind of activity, what kind of sport, what kind of day-to-day for those people who like to exercise, for those people who like to think that it's going to break at some stage in a couple of months, what kind of focus is there on trying to get some sort of activity in the daily life and your daily life as well? Are you allowed out of your house to have any activity? How are you placed there in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, I could go for a walk if I chose to go for a walk. And I'm sure at some point my wife and I will probably go take a walk just to say we did. But, you know, I think it's been impressed upon everyone here that social distancing is the most important thing you can do. Avoiding human contact so that they don't spread it to you, you don't spread it to them, you don't spread it to your families. I mean, that's the step the nation is taking, so that's what we're doing. I have a treadmill and an exercise bike in my house. I have some weights. I'm able to work out every day, and I think it's important to do that. But I don't play baseball for a living. You know, professional athletes, this is very difficult on them. I mean, if you're a pitcher, you need to throw. But in order to throw, you have to throw to somebody. And if you're both touching the same baseball, there's a danger in that. You know, when you start to think about all the ripple effects of this, the very act of throwing a ball is something you probably shouldn't be doing. And so, I mean, it's just a very strange reality for anybody right now.
So as a senior baseball writer for The Athletic, as a sports person and a glass half full kind of guy, when do you think that sport of some sort, and what sport would that be, to resume in the U.S. or at least parts of the U.S.?
Yeah, the only honest answer is nobody knows. You know, anybody who says they know is really kind of making it up or guessing. I ask everybody in baseball who I talk to when they think baseball might start up again, and honestly, nobody really knows. I do know of one team that told its employees, plan on July 1st. Wouldn't shock us if it'll be later than that. But then, you do hear some people from time to time who think, you know, based on China, based on Korea, based on what we're doing right now, that, say, June 1st is not impossible. The problem is, you know, baseball players, it's a game of reps. And it's a game where you need to build up those reps and the rhythm of baseball. And that's going to take a while. When everything starts up again, there's going to be a good 3-week training period of some sort before he can start. And so that's why I just can't imagine it's sooner than June. July feels more realistic. And like anything beyond that, anywhere in the calendar is certainly possible.
And last question, Australia is such a sport-dependent nation for our health and well-being. In America, the American psyche, how important is it for Americans to think that sport will return? Is it? Does the Americans need it for their own basic instinct to be able to believe in the world resuming some sort of normality again?
Yeah, I think you put it well. You know, you're asking a guy who loves sports, loves all sports, and misses sports. You know, March is a time of, you know, the big college basketball tournament in the States, and everybody's desperately missing that to the point where they're rerunning all kinds of classic college basketball games from the past just to give us something to watch. Thursday, opening day of the baseball season. And there are going to be all kinds of classic opening day games on TV, home run derbies on TV. If to try to give people something to watch and something to tide them over, and you know, just to feed that love of sports that so many Americans have at the core of their souls. But there's no substitute for the real thing. And you know, when we think back on tragedies of the past that have interrupted life as we knew it, you know, the role that sports played in helping everyone refocus and regain their footing and just start to take one step forward and then another and another, the role that sports played in all that was bigger than you would ever imagine. You know, I know you remember 9/11 and how that devastated America, and there were no sports for a week. And I'll be honest, when baseball started up again a week later, I wasn't ready to go to another baseball game. And then that night that I spent at a ballpark after baseball resumed was one of the most emotional and meaningful of any I've ever spent, because I mean there. When they played the national anthem and people bonded together for the first time in a week and tears rolled down the eyes of everyone, it just reminded us that sports is not just this little hobby, you know, that people have just to kill time. This is something that really means something in the lives of everyone who cares about sports every day. Just, you know, it has a lot to do with how you feel about your world, and sports can fill that role again. I'm sure it will. I'm just like you, though. I can't tell you when that'll be.
But you've confirmed for me that it's not just because we live in the sports bubble that we believe sports important. You're telling me that America needs sport to help them believe life can be back to some sort of normality again.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I talk about this all the time. I wrote about it in one of my books. Sports is one of the last great unifying forces in life. You know, you think about it, Dwayne. There's nowhere else, nothing else in your life that would motivate 30, 40, 50, 60, 100,000 people to all show up at the same place at the same time and experience this same powerful bonding emotion together. You know, that happens in sports. It's irreplaceable. There's nothing like it. There's nothing else like it in life. Sports does that for us. It does that for our psyches. It does that for our souls. We need sports. Those of us who get it, work in it, love it, we need it. And I know that the people whom I'm surrounded with, who are sports lovers, all my kids work in sports, my wife is a coach, we can't wait because we need it. And sports will do that for us again someday.
I love the way you frame it. I can just see the day they play that national anthem at that first game, Jason.
That'll be a moment, Dwayne. That will be a moment.
Jason, thanks for your time. I really appreciate you joining me.
It was real good to talk to you. All the best to everyone in Australia.
Got a bit of a tear in my eye just thinking about it. Jason, that first national anthem at that first game, I'm thinking it in my own sporting world and I'm thinking about it in yours. Thanks for your time. Jason Stark, senior baseball writer for The Athletic. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it at Robot Building Supplies and they deliver. RobotBuildingSupplies.com.au. And for the greatest luxury adventures on earth, Abercrombie and Kent. Take your calls. What did you think of the words of Jason Stark? 1300 736 736. Do we really need sport that much? Maybe we do.